And the U.S. is doing very well in the Women's World Cup. Let's talk about that. The last time the U.S. women played China in soccer's World Cup, this is what happened.
Chastain will take it.
Perhaps the most iconic moment in American women's soccer history, Brandi Chastain's shootout kick beating China, giving the U.S. the World Cup championship and setting off a big celebration on the field at the Rose Bowl. Tomorrow in this year's World Cup, the U.S. meets China again in the quarterfinals. It is the first time the two teams have met in the World Cup since that 1999 match, which was also the last time the U.S. team won a Women's World Cup. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com, and he's with us now. Mike, bring us back to that date in 1999 and what happened there.
Yeah, it's an audio icon, too. You hear the kick. I never really just listened to the sound. I could faintly imagine the sound of her ripping off her jersey, and there she was wearing the famous sports bra. Well, that was the culmination. The U.S. was the greatest team in the world by a wide margin against others, and that was where Title IX paid off, and it was a golden generation. And as you said, the U.S. women, though they have been the best team in the world in many rankings, and they've won a number of gold medals in the Olympics, they haven't won a World Cup. The big place where that World Cup and that generation of players is showing up these days is they're now the analysts on TV. And they are criticizing the heck out of the coach and the players, not so much the players, but who the coach picked to be on the team and what coach Jill Ellis is doing. Jill Akers, a mainstay of that World Cup team, she even won a World Cup beforehand, said that if she, Jill Ellis, is pleased with the way we played tonight, this was after the Colombia game, then what the hell is she doing coaching our U.S. team? And Julie Foudy, who's on ESPN, has also been saying the U.S. has to do a number of changes because the U.S. offense looks really, really bad.
Well, do you expect that the U.S. will make those changes and do well against China?
Well, here's I do expect they have been forced into some changes because a couple of their players collected two yellow cards, and that means they have to sit out a match. Important players, Megan Rapinoe and Lauren Holiday. So the big question is, what are they going to do for offense? Hope Solo, goaltender, looks great. Their back line looks great. But not only are they not putting the ball in the back of their net, they're not getting the chances. Their midfield is not generating the same number of chances that the other great teams are, that other great U.S. teams are. And then a lot of it comes down to the greatest goal scorer in U.S. history, Abby Wambach. But is she old? Is she, I hesitate to say washed up, but you know, she took the first penalty kick, the kick that could have gone up 1-0, and she just pushed it wide of the net in the Colombia game. She took it with her off foot, which seems a weird choice. She has not been good in any of these games. Maybe it's unfair for all of this to fall upon the somewhat aging star. Maybe they need to put three attackers up to help Wambach.
And I was looking at who else is left in the quarterfinal matches, and it's like a who's who of the richest countries on earth. It's Germany playing France, Australia and Japan, and England and Canada. It's like the G7,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, we're not even extending to the G20, which actually, by the way, tells you about the state, especially of women's soccer, because it's a poor people's game in a lot of the world, but not with women's soccer. Brazil was an upset. Germany looms. I think the United States will beat China, but you got to watch out for Germany in the semis. If the U.S. offense doesn't start to look better, we're in trouble.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst, talking with us about the Women's World Cup, the U.S. and China going at it tomorrow. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.